the age outs here and what they mean to the team.
I mean, I can't talk any highly of the age outs. I mean, they're not only our emotional leaders, the on-ice leaders. I mean, the production increases from a lot of them, and a lot of the guys, like, I'll give a special shout-out to Whitey, and I think Owen Atkins, unfortunately, he's not with us with a collarbone injury, but, I mean, what a player Owen is, and what an emotional leader he is with the guys. And I think Cooper, another great guy. McNeish, Tudich, Schweitzer, Denti, I mean, they're all just such great guys, great leaders on us, and I mean, it's a great laugh to be in the room every sort of day in the week, and their play has been exceptional all year.
Basically, looking at that roster, the 04s are on their way out, and that's quite the list of gentlemen there. As boy, oh boy, they are some talented hockey players. You mentioned captain.
The competition in our locker room for spots in the lineup and in the net is so fierce, but it's also so friendly and good-natured. There's no animosity in the room between the guys. It's great harmony, great chemistry, and I think that's what makes us such a dangerous team.
Well, tonight, starting for the River Kings between the pipes, and that's Kevin Podgurney. He comes into the game, 11 games played, 8 wins, 3 losses, and he has 2 shutouts to his credit. He has played 643 minutes. He has allowed 24 goals and made 257 saves. He has a goals against average of 2.24 and has a save percentage of basically 91.5%. He has played against the Devils earlier in the season, and that was October 11th. He allowed 2 goals and made 31 saves on 33 shots faced as the River Kings came away with a 4-2 victory down at Poppy Waterman Ice Arena.
Yeah, that was Pod's first game with the team after coming in, and I mean, he had such an incredible game. I remember there's a breakaway save in the third that really sort of gave us some momentum, like Pierce was doing last night for the Dells. His big save just generating momentum. And Pods, I mean, I love Pods' game. It's so athletic. So he competes for every single puck like you'd want your goalie to do. And he's so exciting to watch, and I expect another good game from him tonight.
We will be getting those starting lineups, of course, Wisconsin Rapids and goal, Podgurney, Whitehead, Bolduc, Cooper, McNeish, and Bryceland all starting for Rapids, as we will get the Dells in a moment after the national anthem. So please stay tuned, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, 105.5 WIRI and Flow Hockey. Beautiful rendition of the national anthem by the River Kings Pep Band, brought to us by the Honorable Distinguished Jordan Held Esquire, as we are just moments away from the opening puck drop of the game, as they will be recognizing these age outs here on the roster for the River Kings. Looking at the starting lineup for the Wisconsin Dells Ducks. Ducks come in with a 24-18 record, as they are looking to really try to sneak past Rapids tonight, as they want to try to secure that 4 seed, as the Mullets are in action tonight as they are playing at Asante. And even though it's a road game, and I know Asante's maybe not had the best season to this point, you never know what to expect out of anybody this time of year. Anybody can win, anybody can lose, and it gets even heightened more as we go into the playoffs. But starting tonight for the Ducks, Jackson Armstrong, Mason Ford, Jonathan Yakaj, Lorenzo Medeiros, he's playing in goal tonight is Michael Trudeau and Jack Gardner. More about Lorenzo Medeiros. He's played in 14 games, 5 wins, 8 losses, 1 shutout. He has made he's played in 739 minutes. He has allowed 54 goals, made 419 saves, and has a goals against average of 4.38 and a save percentage of just a hair under 89%. So he allows goals, maybe sometimes has had the highest save percentage when you compare to the low 90s that some of the goaltenders that Rapids has faced this year. But he's got some real minutes in actual games, and those numbers, they're not bad.
Yeah, and I mean, the minutes speak a lot. I mean, the confidence you gain throughout the season is definitely going to improve your game. And I think sometimes maybe you get caught in a bad spot and you just can't, like, that one bad game might just sort of really affect your statistics. And I think we haven't played Medeiros so far this season, but I think it's going to be a good game. I think he's got sort of a nice technical base to him, and I think it'll be a well-fought game out between the goalies.
You know, you brought that up. You know, Rapids not faced him. The previous two meetings were against Max Pierce, who Rapids did play last night. And Pierce, he had a nice game. He made some huge saves. Some of them I still don't know how he made.
Yeah.
But he's a ferocious goaltender back there, and just unfortunately didn't get the help that he needed. But don't worry about last night. Got to worry about tonight, as Rapids, they want to extend that winning streak to the playoffs. Is there? Yeah, they're just, last night I misspoke as I was thinking it was pretty much set in Steele County. It might not be, as Steele County, they could conceivably jump the Minnesota Blue Ox tonight, as Steele County, they're playing the Blue Ox. So there's a lot riding on that one.
There's a lot riding on that one, and Coach touched on it before the game, the battle between the Blue Ox and the Steele County Blades, and I think just that game, it could go anyone's way. I mean, that middle pack, I talked about it last night. There's so much between them. They're so competitive between each other, and I really think it could be anyone's game out there.
Yeah, that's a lot of these teams are so competitive. Look at the Northwest Express with Rapids, and, of course, the Squatch.
Yeah.
Those are the Express are maybe not a team that Rapids or the Squatch want to face, but someone's going to have to face them, probably Rapids, assuming they make it out of that first round. But you just never know, as it is playoff hockey in the air, and we've got 60 minutes left in the regular season. That's just, man, blink of the eye. It just seemed like it started back in October, and we are underway as the River Kings control the opening faceoff. Wisconsin Rapids going from my left to the right. The Dells going from my right to the left, obviously, as Rapids wearing their home white jerseys, their sweaters up top with big green letters on the big green numbers and blue letters and trim. Blue breezers with white socks that with the green and blue lines. And, of course, the Dells wearing their road dark jerseys, black tops, black breezers, black socks with white, teal, and I guess maroon, mauve striping as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting combination.
It is. Kind of like the old Mighty Ducks back in the day to an extent, as they have teal numbers. Now, I don't know if they're mallards or buffleheads or green teal, cinnamon teal, green wing teal. I don't know. Could be coots for all I know, but either way, Wisconsin Rapids better be ready, as faceoff was to the locker side of Medeiros, and the Dells bring it back into the zone of Rapids. 19:16 left to go. First period, no score here at the rink. Huge crowd on hand both nights. Very impressive. Band here both nights. So, you don't want to listen to the radio, stop on down to the rink. Otherwise, we'll keep you here. We'll keep you updated on what's going on here at the Southwood County rink as the puck comes up. Neutral ice gathered nicely by Jake Kneeling. He had a little bit of a bang up last night, but he's back in the game today. He's a tough young man, as the puck is in the near side corner, blocked out a little bit by the railing. Puck up to neutral ice. Tudich battling with it. Comes out right in front of the Rapids bench. Denti, backhand pass up to Tudich. Can't get enough on it, but it's gathered up by Schweitzer. Centering attempt to Denti. Picked off by Kneeling. Kneeling, cross-ice pass up ahead to number 71, as that was Liam Devlin. As the puck comes up near blue line, pops up neutral ice, picked up by Fletcher as he sends it back down. But Lutfulin picks it up, sends it back into the Rapids offensive zone. Looking back up to neutral ice is the Dells. As Lutfulin tries to send it up neutral ice, he cannot. Sending around the boards is the Dells. Pick up the puck, collision in the corner with Raffert. coming back out towards the blue line as the puck picked up by Denti as the puck squirts into the offensive zone of Rapids. Tudich with a backhand opportunity on the doorstep. Turned away by Medeiros. Shot. And a goal! Rapids goes up 1-0. There's a hole in your goalie. Wisconsin Dells. And the River Kings take a lead.
I mean, this line must just put the fear of God in the Dells Ducks' hearts. I mean, what a night, what a weekend they've been having. Sorry. Denti with 5 points last night. Schweitzer with four. And Tudich with four as well. I mean, these guys are just on fire.
Boy, oh boy, you said it. They are on fire as it was right on the doorstep, went far post, and in it goes as Schweitzer starts to score, and I feel bad for Medeiros because he was screened out by his own defenseman.
Yeah, just a really tough play for Medeiros there, but, I mean, this line works it so well down low, and then I think they probably had five goals, just carbon copies of that, and they work it really well.
Rapids back on the attack. Shot. And a big bounce rebound. And Rapids gets it back out to the blue line. Opsfelder sends it around as Tudich gets one assist. And Denti with the other as that goal comes at 2:13 as Rapids still holding the zone. Getting to the puck first. Allstrand backhand up to Marcus Anderson. Anderson backhand to the blue line held in by Raffert, but he gets his pocket picked. And out comes the puck with the Dells, but Rapids has regained it right about the mid ice stripe. Opsfelder brings it in after missing last night's contest. Shot. Big shot and a rebound after Anderson as he got pushed down to the ice. No penalty being called. Now there is, as there will be a tripping called against the Dells. And oh boy, the River Kings go on the power play.
Yeah, I mean, what a save by Medeiros there. Just lunging across on that lateral play and making a nice toe save. And Anderson tripped up there by by one of the Dells players, and it just gives the River Kings a great opportunity to double down.
Dave Tien goes into the box as we're just 3:05 into the game. 2-minute penalty. Dave Tien goes into the box. Rapids with the power play opportunity, and we'll see what goes on with this as the puck's loose behind the Rapids goal, and it's getting pushed back behind the goal there by Allstrand. Allstrand pass up ahead to Schweitzer. Schweitzer cross-ice pass and Marcus Anderson. Marcus Anderson back to Felix Allstrand. Cross into the zone. No offsides called. Back behind the goal. Anderson sends it back the other way. Near side. Shamil Lutfulin back to Marcus Anderson. Anderson sends it around the boards. Allstrand's got to get theirs. Holds his own. Stopped up by the Dells defense, and they backhand it back into the Rapids defensive zone. Dells with a quick line change. Clausen out on the fly as Lourdes, giving a forecheck there. Schweitzer gets it up into the zone, flanked by Tudich, shot just over the crossbar as Rapids tries to mount some offense as Clausen picks up the puck at neutral ice, a 2-1 opportunity, shot, and they could not connect on that as Rapids trying to gather the puck up yet again. Tudich back to Schweitzer, Schweitzer bringing up the far boards, 15:47 left to go, first period, Rapids up 1-0. Schweitzer back behind the blue line to Whitehead, Whitehead up ahead to Bryceland. Bryceland can't quite get it into the zone as the Dells are trying to just kill off time. 38 seconds left to go in the skater advantage for Rapids. Rapids does hold the zone as Denti clears it back down to Cooper. Back to Denti. That's picked off by Nealian as he sends it back the length of the ice. 26 seconds to go. Pod Gurney, he comes out of the goal, plays it, leaves it for Whitehead. Whitehead skates behind the goal, near boards. Bulldog, cross-ice pass to Bryceland, brings it into the zone. Gets around the defense, comes in, tries to wrap around. He cannot do it, and it's cleared back into the Rapids zone with 7 seconds. So the Dells successfully kill that power play opportunity for Rapids, but they still trail 1-0 with 14:55 to go in the first period. Rapids lifts the puck into the corner in front of the beer garden, packed to the brim. Boy, oh boy, they're having fun down there. It's Cooper has the puck, tries to send it around. The boards, Nealian picks it up, waiting for his teammates to get where he wants them. Puck held in the zone by Rapids, skating through as Denti, getting the puck lost to his skates. Puck squirts back out, picked up by the Dells, as Gardner breaks it up into the zone. Backhand opportunity, turned away by Pirate Gurney. Puck, neutral ice. Nealian gets to it first, waiting for his teammates to get on sides. Shot, redeflected. Wow. Way up into the rafters, up over the netting, and on top of coach's office. And we got a stoppage of play. 14 minutes, 11 seconds left to go, first period. Wisconsin Rapids leading 1-0 over the Dells Ducks, and they hold a 6-2 shot advantage over the Dells as well.
Yeah, good kill by the Dells. They're really just River Kings unable to generate anything, and here come the Dells again.
Face off. That was to the glove side of Pod Gurney. Shot at the blue line, hit some bodies in front, and then eventually covered up by Pod Gurney. Another stoppage. 14:03 left to go. First period. Rapids still leading 1-0. 6-3 shot advantage now as they've been able to draw that up just a hair closer. Another face off to the glove side, Pod Gurney. Controlled by Rapids as they clear it out of the zone. A little bit of tip for tat there, a little bit. But we play on as the puck comes up and almost takes out the PA announcer. As that
Pucks have been flying.
Yeah, they sure have been. Flying just like the players up and down the ice. As that was used mid-announcement, he says, heads up. Everyone kind of gives a laugh at that as they had face-off back at center ice. Controlled by Rapids, Ilian, he just sends it up where it's held up by Zaffirano. Pod Gurney stops it behind the goal, plays it up ahead to Mikhail Ilian. The puck just keeps tick-tacking around. Picked up again by Ilian. Everybody's having a hard time possessing the puck worth any while. Beauchamp, Ilian, and Diamond trails. It's a 3-on-1, but the defense does its job as they stop any opportunity of a clear pass. Ilian, drop pass, backhand, Diamond, and a goal! Beautiful backhand pass to Diamond right at the doorstep, and Rapids goes up 2-0.
All stems from Beauchamp being able to carry that puck so well. I mean, he gets those feet activated really nicely there, and Diamond threads it through the five hole of Medeiros there. Lovely on the backhand. I mean, I talk about Diamond quite a bit with his deft ability, with his nifty hands on the puck, and I mean, just glides it through the five hole of Medeiros there.
Yeah, Ilian to Diamond. And I think Beauchamp should get another assist on that. But either way, Rapids is up 2-0. And it's 6 with 6:44, I believe, on the time of the goal. As Diamond gets his 12th goal. As the puck comes behind the Rapids goal. As Ilian does get the assist. And Xavier Beauchamp, he gets the assist as well. So Diamond from Ilian and Beauchamp. Time of the goal, 6:43, actually time of the goal. And Rapids is still up 2-0. It's a big collision down right below me as it was right in front of the River Kings bench. They really let loose with a pretty loud holler. They were pretty excited and worked up about that as the puck's behind the goal of Rapids. Whitehead. Pass up ahead, center ice touch up by Denti. Goes into the far corner. Giving chase is Denti. Puck comes back around, sent to center ice. As Raffert, Hunter Raffert, sends it back to Shamil Lufflin. Lufflin chips it up ahead to Schweitzer as he sends it back down in back of the Dells' goal. Schweitzer playing with it with a skate. Just bounces around. Picked up there by Norton for the Dells. He lifts it out center ice. Raffert. He gets it gloved, drops it back down. Rapids clears the zone as they're all onside now. Either way, Norton, he picks up the puck, starts gathering some speed, comes up, center ice. He's got three River Kings all around him, chips it into the corner so he can get a change up. Not the baseball variety, as some spring training games started today.
It's amazing how much of a season they play.
It is. I don't know. I've never said we needed to go March to November, but... yeah, whatever. It's still sports to watch, I guess. It's better than watching the news or the View or something. But either way, we got a stoppage of play, 11:38 left to go. Actually, I don't know anyone that watches either one of those shows, but neither here nor there. 11:36 to go. 2-0, Rapids leads over the Dells. Opsfelder, Emil coming back after not playing yesterday. Corner. Big collision right in front of the beer garden. They're pounding on the glass. They're already jacked up and into this game. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Allstrand, Mufflin, chipped in by Marcus Anderson. Part of the Euro line, the whole Euro line is back. As we got a couple of Swedes and Norwegians out there. Boy, it's just the United Nations as you to think about it. 11:03 left to go. Puck's loose, high slot. Can't get there as Allstrand. McNeish gives a little bit of a screen to his own teammate, but we play on. 10:52 left to go. First period, 2-0. Rapids up over the Dells. Sent up into the Dells defensive zone. Puck gets caught up in a scrum. Drop pass to McNeish. He can't get it onto his stick. And that goes right into the corner where it gets picked up by the Dells. Rapids tries to hold his own. Raffert does just barely enough to do that. As the Dells, they have to regroup. 10.5 to go, first period. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Dells do get into the zone. Gardner tries to leave pass. Can't do it. Held in at the blue line is Kneeling. Shot. That gets stopped up in front by the defense. Shot again. Turned away by the defense. I think it was one of the own Dells skaters that did it. Bryson breaks into the zone. Gets around the defense. He looks for a teammate. Can't quite get it there. The defense got there first. Miss McNeish stops. Gets it along the boards. Puck still loose. Dells do pick it up. Kneeling plays it up. Neutral ice. Norton trying to get around Beauchamp. He can't. And there is no penalty called. The Dells really wanted a tripping call, and they did not get it. That was close. We play on here. 9:42 to go. First period. Rapids up 2-0. As they get the puck up, neutral ice. And Bryslin on the move again. He's behind the defense. Stops. Tries to center it. Dells were there. Couldn't quite find Ilian in the low slot. And we're back going the other way with the Dells. Trudeau brings it up around the boards. Rapids gets to it behind their own goal. They switch direction. Diamond chips it up ahead to Ilian. Ilian brings it up to Williams. Riley Williams, first action he's really seen tonight as the puck comes back near corner right in front of the beer garden yet again. Puck flies up, and they can't find it. Medeiros couldn't find it after a bounce off his glove, and then he finally covered it about a foot away from the goal line, so we got a stoppage. 9:03 left to go. 2-0 lead, Rapids. That was a weird angle shot, and not being able to cleanly glove it, that almost goes in the net.
Yeah, it caused them some problems, and I want to go back to Obstfelder. I mean, back in the lineup after suspension, and I mean, he brings such a physical presence to the team and the lineup, and it's just great to see him back.
Face off to the blocker side of Medeiros. Rapids controls it. Centering attempt, Denti shot right into the glove of Medeiros. And we got a stoppage of play. 8:53 left to go. First period, Rapids leading 2-0.
Yeah, and I'm liking the play so far by the River Kings. I mean, it's been effective for most part. The breakouts have been pretty clean, and it's just, are you able to wear down these Ducks?
Face off, controlled by Rapids. Three big saves by Medeiros, and boy, oh boy, he's getting his work in early as another center in attempt. The puck's behind or between the legs of some of the defenders. Denti out front to Bolduc. Bolduc skates a little bit to his right. Picks up the puck, centers down low. Denti can't quite get it as the puck goes into the corner. Picking it up is Tudich. Tried to center it off the skates of officials. Bolduc gathers it, sends it back down to Tudich. Tudich out front. Whitehead, Bolduc, he's getting pressured immediately. Puck bouncing around, picked up by Denti, held into the zone, and there's big contact. No penalties being called. They're letting him play. Something I personally like to watch. As Bolduc getting harassed right about his own blue line. And the Dells, they clear it back into the Rapid zone on net. Pagurney had to play it. Otherwise, there's a goal. As sound guys sounded the air horn for some reason. Schweitzer, leave pass, Denti. Backhand pass back through the slot, looking for Tudich, and he couldn't get there. And there goes Tudich, just grabbing his hand. He's hurting. Looks like he got contacted on the wrist. A shot, and that's wide of the mark. Pagurney didn't have to play it, as hopefully Tudich will be all right for Rapids. Armstrong picks it up for the Dells in the zone. Touched up by the Dells, right about center ice. Bouncing puck. Lutfulin battling with it. Denti sends it around the boards. Raffert giving chase for it. Dells player lost a glove. As that was Clausen. Denti gets the puck. Neutral ice. Schweitzer flanking it. As he's walking in. Backs out of it. Tried a home run pass to Lutfulin, and he can't do it. There will not be an icing. Last touch by Rapids. As Pagurney has to come up and play. As we have 7 minutes left. First period. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids already. Is touched up at mid-ice. Both teams battling for it at mid-ice. As the Dells are not happy about something. A lot of yelling going on. Ilian picks it up. Shot. Big rebound. Diamond can't get there. Backhanded opportunity covered up by Medeiros. There's some pushing and shoving right at the end of the crease. And that will be a stoppage of play. 6:40 to go. First period. That was a great opportunity for Rapids, but good save by Medeiros.
Yeah, I mean, a nice play by Ilian to really sort of go for that rebound off the shot there. And just Diamond unable to get a clean handle, and the cries from the bench come from too many men. I mean, Obstavella just sort of jumped a little too early, and luckily it wasn't called.
Yeah, that could have been a pretty bad situation there. Go on the power play for the Devils if you're a Rapids fan. As face-off to the locker side of Medeiros. And it's initially won by Rapids, but a turnover as Wilkie brings it up into the zone. Skip pass looking to hit Garcia, and they cannot quite connect on that. Dell's player falls as he's holding on to the stick of Garcia. No penalties being called. This is the way it should be to this point. As battling down low is Williams and Diamond as the puck comes loose, picked up by Wilkie. Sent neutral ice. Garcia has it. Ilian and Williams. Williams carries it into the zone. Shot. Big rebound left again by Medeiros. Collision by Diamond. Puck not held into the zone. As Rapids has to clear. Zaffirano picks it up for the Devils. 5:50 to go, first period. Rapids up 2-0. Skating up the far side. Cannot hold the zone as Rapids. Allstrand, he was there. Backhand attempt back into the zone is Anderson. He goes down to his knees. No penalty called. Devils near side. Pass up to Ford. Ford clears to the other side. Puck bouncing around. Anderson had it. Now it's picked up by Allstrand. Around two ducks. And Anderson has it, skating around inside the blue line. Backhand pass, down low Garcia. Shot, puck's just sitting there in the snow. Comes back out, picked up by the Ducks as they look to reload. Puck comes up, Ford knocks it into neutral ice. Beauchamp, cross-ice pass to Anderson. He sends it deep, and there's a down goes a River Kings player. No call. As we play on here, big collision right below us. Pass comes out. Anderson skates it in. Shot right into the glove of Medeiros. Stoppage of play. 4:54. And there's some pushing and shoving behind the goal. Is Gardner involved in that? Anderson. Some face washing going on in there. 4:54. Stop of the clock. 2-0 lead. Rapids. And the Devils, they're not taking this laying down. Is the officiating crew getting involved in that? Breaking it up. As we'll see if there's any penalties being called. Yeah, I think there's at least one coming against the Dells, as that is, I believe, number 38 going into the box, and it is Jack Gardner going in as well as Marcus Anderson. So matching penalties, probably roughing, coming up here, and we'll see if we go 5-5 or 4-4.
The ref motion 4-on-4, and, I mean, I'm loving this physical start from both teams. I mean, the change, I mean, the River Kings sort of last night, they were sort of dominate a bit on the physical side of things, and now it's really evened up a lot of physical play here, and I'm loving it going into playoffs.
Yeah, Gardner goes in for sure. Both roughing. As we have the time of the penalty, 15:06. So, we got some 4-on-4 hockey. That opens it up for the offense and the defense, obviously. We'll see which team can make most of that extra ice. As there's an offsides being called against the Dells. Denti picks up that loose puck back to Dolduk. Dolduk looking for somewhere to go with it is Engstrom. Giving a little bit of a pressure, a little bit of forecheck. Tipped up ahead, Denti's chasing down low as Yakosh, he was there first. Sending up Lourdes. Lourdes crossing up into the zone. Being blocked up by Dolduk. Dolduk poke check away. Dolduk with the puck. Goes around the Rapids goal. A minute 20 to go on the 4-on-4 action. Bulldog skating through the defense. Brings it up in the zone. Pass to Denti. Denti around the boards. Back to Bulldog. Bulldog battling. Denti getting tangled up down there. Single leg takedown by Desjardins. Bounce out. Bryslin back down trying to hit Bulldog as Rapids has to get back on defense. Kneeling. Skating up into the zone. Tried to get around himself and he just falls down. He tripped himself up. As the puck comes back out towards the circles, Kneeling giving some chase. Backhand pass from Bulldog behind the goal, picked up by Whitehead. Cross-ice pass, knocked down by the Ducks. Fletcher, Denti has it, circle. He's trying to crash the net, stops, spins, centering pass, shot, and a goal! Under the leg pad of a sliding Medeiros. Rapids goes up 3-0.
A nice play by Denti. I mean, Denti's been all over this 4-on-4 and just saw it. Ending parts of the shift, just grinds it out. I mean, he's been so physical. He's been everywhere. Nice play to Bryslin. Bryslin gets his second on the weekend and his 12th on the year.
Yeah, Denti, he comes up that near side, stops at the goal line to Breisland. He shot, and that he got the goalie to commit to the far post, and he went back near post right under the leg. And, man, you could turn back, and it was like slow motion sliding through.
Yeah, Medeiros almost sort of smothered it with his pad, but, I mean, just trickles in. I mean, a real nice heads-up play by Denti there.
That's just a tough break for Medeiros. He's playing well, but just didn't get that to work. As Rapids back on the attack, Luklin, leaf pass to, I believe that was Tudich, as the puck comes out with assist going to Whitehead and Denti on that goal. Rapids up 3-0 as Luklin crashes into the zone, gets around the defense, shoot, just wide of the goal by about a foot. And now that 4-on-4 is over, we're back to 5-on-5 hockey as the puck comes up in the Rapids defensive zone, and we got a whistle. Offsides, I would believe.
Yep.
Stoppage of play. 2:46 to go. First period. Rapids up 3-0. And they're enjoying a 16-6 shot on goals.
Yeah, I mean, Denti must just love playing the Dells Ducks. I mean, he had a hat trick earlier in the year. I mean, last night he was spectacular. And again, he's got already 2 assists on the game. So maybe he'll grab in for a couple more points.
Well, Tudich is back out there. So he's all right after banging up his wrist just a little bit ago. As the puck comes back far side of the blue line of the Dells, I should say. As the Dells trying to get something going, Wilkie backhand chips it into the zone. Stopped by Pod Gurney. McNeish, he had to speed up a little bit, but the Dells, they successfully keep the puck in the Rapids defensive zone. Beauchamp sends it up to Tudich. Tudich off the boards. He's trying to get around the defender. He had struggles with that as Beauchamp, he's battling down low. Puck going to be held in by Garcia. Dells trying to get in there. Shot just over the crossbar by Garcia. Rapids trying to hold the zone as Beauchamp is successful in it. There's a battle along the boards on the near side. Under 2 minutes to go. First period, Rapids up 3-0. Garcia with the puck. Got a loose puck just inside his own blue line. Garcia brings it up, offensive zone. Skating in, lead pass to Schweitzer. Schweitzer trying to get around the defense. He cannot. Puck comes out, neutral ice. Whitehead up ahead, Allstrand trying to get a centering pass. Wilcox is there for the Dells as he sends a puck down as there's contact right about the blue line. And there's a big contact right by the Rapids goal as both players pop back up. Puck up, out of play. It's a stoppage of play, 1:19 to go, remaining in the first period. As there's, boy, that physicality is really getting going, isn't it, Rory?
It's ramping it up, and I mean, there's so much sort of, there's just bad blood between these two teams. I mean, so much emotion and so much physicality in the games. And well, she's back in the lineup tonight, and I wonder what's going to happen there.
We'll see. We'll see what happens there. Mister, we'll start calling him Aiden Boom Boom Welsh as we come around the boards. Shot by Cooper, gets redirected way high up in the air, still held in the zone by Anderson backhand, not able to hold the zone as Bulldog. So we have to reset for Rapids as we're under 1 minute to go as puck gets sent in the far corner. Cooper trying to hold it, he does. Backhand pass back in Anderson, he holds the zone, he's got it, he's skating in, he's about the circle, stops, spins. Gets knocked down, still has possession of the puck. Bulldog waiting possible at conflict there as they are battling for it in the corner with about 33 seconds left to go. First period. Rapids up 3-0. 17-6 shot advantage as the Dells lift the puck up. Neutral ice. And there will be an icing call. As there is. That was a little early of a call, but I guess we'll have to deal with it. I guess we'll have to take it. 23.6 seconds left to go, first period, as a puck comes all the way back into the Dells' defensive zone.
Yeah, the neutral zone was such a key last night. And, I mean, tonight the River Kings have just been able to cut up the Dells really easily. And it's a key reason why they've got 17 shots, 3 goals to their name. And the Dells will look to shore up the neutral zone if they've got any chance of getting back in this one.
Face-off, blocker side, Medeiros. Puck pops high up into the air. Neutral ice, 18 seconds to go. Rapids, maybe one more chance left in him. Whitehead, puck inside his blue line. Pass back to Bulldog. They might just be playing this one out as Williams sends it up. Ilian giving chase, 6 seconds. Ilian behind the goal, centering attempt. Ilian can't quite get through. Shot, and it's a stop right at the horn by Medeiros. No goal, as that's your first period. Wisconsin Rapids holding a 3-0 advantage over the Dells. Rapids got the scoring started early, scored a goal, 2:13 into the game. Schweitzer with assist to Tudich and Denti. Then 6:44, Noah Diamond, he got a goal with assists to Xavier Beauchamp and Mikhail Ilyin. Then the final goal of the first period for the River Kings, Jake Breisland at 16:28 lights the lamp with assists to Denti, his second one of the game, and Whitehead, his first. First period, saves. Pat Gurney has gone 6 of 6. And then Lorenzo Medeiros, he has stopped 15 of 18. So with that, we're going to take a step out, get a new sheet of ice, see if they got any games they want to play. And we will be back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family to get you back on the road. You have stuff to do.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. I just wanna love somebody.
Well, I'm a honky-tonk man. Ain't a crazy style. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, now I'm living wild and dangerously. I've got plenty of company. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. But I can't wait to see the light come down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old goodbye. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk town. Jukebox moaning those honky-tonk sounds. Well, I can't wait to leave my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old goodbye. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Skies don't seem so blue, and the stars seem to be a little dimmer too. Now that you're around, you put them all to shame. Let me break it down, cause what I'm trying to say is no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought of I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Got a whole new direction, it seems, these days. I used to rush off to work and get home late, but now I show up late. Rush back home. My priorities are different. I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do. And if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Thank you.
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
I know it's a drag. I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down, I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. 'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar.
Jake Bryslin with assist to Denti and Lucas Whitehead. So Rapids really getting things covered up as Lorenzo Medeiros, he has... so far, 15 saves on 18 shots faced, whereas Kevin Pogorny, he's stopped all six pucks that have come his way. So, Rory, what's the key to period number two?
Yeah, I mean, I've been liking the River Kings game so far. I think the plays down low need cleaning up a little bit, just the link in the chain and the connection between the guys. But I think overall, it's been an impressive period by the River Kings, and keeping an eye on the Blue Ox Steel County score, it's tied 1-1.
Well, we are underway here as the Dells going from my left to the right, and Rapids going again from my right to the left. Again, the Dells wearing their road dark jerseys, all blacks with some teal, white, and burgundy maroon in there, as well as Rapids wearing their home white sweaters, white socks, and blue breezers with green numbers and blue trim with more green trim. So underway as the puck is in the Dells defensive zone. Trudeau brings it up neutral ice, sends it into the far corner of the rapid zone. Dells playing up ahead and stop. Big home run pass from Breisland, near side Cooper. Cooper scoots into the circle, shot right into the belly of Medeiros. Another stop. It's a play. 19-13 left to go in the second period. Rapids still leading 3-0. And as that first period went on, physicality went on.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit. And I'm waiting to see when that starts happening in the second period.
Yeah, I don't think it will have to wait too long to see some big physical play.
Puck held in the far corner as Lutfulin holds it into the zone after the faceoff to the blocker side of Medeiros. Tudic, drop pass, that intended for Denti, but still gets held in by Lutfulin. Tudic, center attempt, no one home except for Dell's Ducks. Puck goes into the near side corner. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Sent in on Pogurney, who just decides, I'll cover it, as Engstrom comes storming on in. Now there's some pushing and shoving. Lutfulin in the middle of it with Ford. A lot of pushing and shoving. Rapids not really retaliating in that. That was instigated by the Dells. Schweitzer comes in, tried to hold him off. Lutfulin.
Yeah.
He kept his hands down. He's like, come on, man, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was some talking going on that instigated a little bit.
Yeah, Oskin, you shall receive, Mike. I mean, just as you called it, just a massive bit of physical play there. I mean, love it. Just shows the emotion in the game.
Every sport's emotional, but hockey even more so. As faceoff went to the glove side of Pogurney. Neely breaks it into the zone. Far corner picked up by Shamil Lutfulin. Lutfulin, Raffert, back to Lutfulin behind the goal. Backhand pass out front towards Denti. Denti back to Lutfulin, back behind the goal, this time to Hunter Raffert. Raffert up off the glass, neutral ice, giving chase to Tudic. He can't get there as McGregor gets there first. The Dells sends it back out, but Schweitzer's there. Center attempt trying to hit out midair was Denti. Bouncing puck. Oh, that just went wide of the goal. That would have been a tough one for anybody to stop if that would have been on point. Kneeling, dumps the puck into the zone, played by Pogurney. Left for Raffert. Raffert up front. Denti lifted up. Wilcox, he can't quite glove it. Zaffirano giving chase to it. Gets there before Schweitzer sends it around the boards. Puck sent up to Wilcox. He breaks it into the zone as there's a stoppage of play. And I believe there will be a penalty coming up. As there's actually no penalty, I guess, as they stopped it and said, we're going to have a faceoff right at center ice.
Yeah, just lost the helmet, I imagine. Just
yeah.
Player safety paramount. And
yeah, usually when they stop it in that position, there's a penalty
yeah.
coming. But no motion, no nothing. Just get your helmet back on and let's play hockey. As faceoff coming up to center ice, Clausen against Opsfelder. Wilcox comes away with it, sends it around the boards. The play by Pogurney as Clausen gets there first. Big collision. Clausen goes down, hit by Opsfelder. There's a penalty coming against Rapids. So we will see what the Dells can
tough
do.
Tough shift for Clausen.
Oh, yeah. He got walloped on the boards. Wow.
I mean, that's the physical presence Opsfelder brings. I mean, he's such a strong player, and he loves that physical side of the game. And just unfortunately there, I mean, I think it might, I'm not sure what it might be called, but probably a rough.
A rough or a board.
Yeah.
Either way, that comes up 2:28 into the second period.
Ducks were able to score two on that Lutfulin major last night, and Norton and Kneeling were a big part of that. They'll see how they contribute to this power play.
Face off to the glove side of Pogurney, and that's controlled by Rapids. Diamond sends it the length of the ice. The Ducks, you know, they're 0-for-1 on the power play. There was a matching penalty later in the period. But either way, Ducks power play having a little trouble getting it started. McNeish giving trouble. 20 seconds gone, as the Ducks starting to mount an offense. Kneeling brings it up into the zone. Engstrom trailing. Comes in. Tried backhand lift. Pass Pogurney. He can't. Puck loose behind the goal. Big collision. And there is nearly a hold there on the ankle of Beauchamp. No penalty called. Puck goes through the slot. Nobody home. Almost looked like an ankle pick on the wrestling mat as Trudeau comes around the boards. Sent puck up front. Beauchamp misses a big check opportunity there. As puck goes through the slot, nobody home. Norton are on the blue line, kneeling, can't quite hold his own. Puck comes right back to him. Sent far corner, giving chases. Caden Garcia off the glass. The Ducks have to clear the zone. Under a minute left in this power play. Ducks haven't done much with it so far as Nealing brings it up into the zone. Engstrom, far side shot, off the far post. There's your opportunity for the Ducks. Just went a couple inches wide as McNish is able to clear the zone. Ducks have to regroup. Nealing sends the puck around the boards as they're looking to get a line change. Rapids gets there first. Beauchamp just skating with it. 30 seconds left to go. Up ahead to Cooper. Cooper, one-on-two. Nick McNish trailing. As Cooper, he's just looking to hold it up. He's getting around the defense. He's got Tudich crashing the crease. Puck's tied up in the far corner. 20 seconds to go. Skater advantage. Puck comes loose. Goes in front of the Rapids bench. Held in by Whitehead. Sent back around. Rapids just killing this off. 10 seconds to go as Cooper ties it up in the corner yet again. Kneeling, picks it away. Coming up, corner, 2 seconds left, and one. And we're back to even strength hockey. Rapids kills off that power play with Fletcher getting almost a home run pass at his own blue, at the Rapids blue line. Back to even hockey, 15-20 left to go, second period. Big scrum behind the goal, picked up by Rapids. Bulldog, he sends it the length of the ice. There will be an icing and stoppage play, 15-13 left to go in the second period.
I mean, really impressive kill there by the River Kings. There's a couple of situations, especially in that Lutflin 5-minute major, where the killers just got too aggressive. That just allowed the Ducks to get a couple of goals and really change the momentum of the game. But, I mean, revised play by that McNish and Diamond unit went really well. I mean, really neutralizing everything the Dells had to offer.
Face off to the blocker side, Pod Gurney. Controlled by the Dells. Centering attempt. Big rebound. That went off the skates of Tudich, and there will be another icing called.
Beauchamp against...
Isonti, yeah. Yes, it was. That was almost an own goal. Ooh, baby.
Alert play by Bud Kearney. I mean, he's got cat-like reflexes in that cage, and, I mean, great save.
Yeah, that was good on him. He didn't get screened out or anything, and he was able to have... He actually had the angle on any of that possible redirect, but... Face off again, blocker Pod Gurney, and that gets pushed out by Rapids all the way down to the Dells circles. Then it gets sent all the way back down to the Rapids end. No icing is the call. We play on. It's Whitehead pinned up against the boards. Wilcox trying to center it, chipped away by Schweitzer. Schweitzer with the puck, gets up neutral ice, coming to the near boards, tries to go around the body of this Zaffirano, cannot. Puck comes around the boards. Then that's no icing as well. Wilcox dove for it. Made an effort, I guess you could say. Is Whitehead up to Bulldog. Bulldog gets the Claussen to commit to it as Rapids now goes offside. Stoppage of play. 14-20 left to go. 3-0 Rapids over the Ducks in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, Southwood County Recreation Center. Regular season finale. Nice packed house on hand. Yeah. So I can't really ask for too much more than the last night.
No, and last night it was a attendance of 674 people. I mean, great, great come out, and tonight another great night.
Well, face-off controlled by Rapids. Shot and a goal! Rapids shot and a goal, point blank at the top of the crease, and it's a 4-0 hockey game for the guys in white, blue, and green.
Yeah, Williams. Williams getting his seventh on the year, a nice feed down low. I mean, the down low play was a talking point between the periods, and... Williams in good position there to bury one.
Yeah, that puck came loose at the circle. Ilian, backhand attempt there right at the top of the crease for Williams, five hole and in. So Ilian with his second assist of the game for sure. We'll wait for the full scoring as Rapids got the goal. Seventh of the year as there's a stoppage of play. Riley Williams again with the goal. Stoppage play. Puck went up into the netting with an assist to Mikhail Ilian. And number 17, Noah Diamond.
This line's having themselves a night so far.
Yes, he is. You don't see that too much out of him. He's more of a setup man and enforcer out there. But, boy, he's having some good stats tonight. As Rapids up 4-0, his faceoff came to the glove side of Medeiros. Rapids... pounding the puck down low. Puck squirts loose. Diamond still out there along with Williams. Ilian behind the goal. Tried centering it. Shot. Oh, Medeiros